When I found it, I didn't think it had a lot of historical significance at the time. It looked like maybe like a sort of 1970s sort of ring. I couldn't see any hallmark on it. And I thought, oh, that's nice, that's pretty. And I kept it safe in my pocket. It wasn't until afterwards I realised the significance of the ring itself and its origin.
And tell us about that then, when you cleaned it up and your first thought was it to take it straight to the Manx National Heritage and get it checked out?
Yeah, I mean, when somebody on social media identified the ring as being a medieval iconographic ring, I contacted the landowner immediately. They actually came around to the house. I showed them it. And I said, you know, I have to report this to the Manx Museum, the fines liaison officer. And I did, and took it to the museum the next again day. And Alison's been brilliant with it and helping us research it.
When Mr. Graham came to you with this ring, what was your initial reaction?
Gordon had been in touch and said he'd found something that he thought was really good, and he came into the museum, and when I first saw the ring, I thought, no, it can't be, because on first glance, it looks quite modern, almost 1970s or something, but as soon as you hold it and feel the weight of the silver, and once you start looking closely at the inscribed decoration, you can tell that, you know, it's not modern at all. There's a good few hundred years on it, so we were able to do a little bit more research and establish that it is in fact 500 or 600 years old.
And in terms of its significance of sort of an insight to that period, is it, I'm sort of with your collection in mind, is it a unique piece for the Manx Museum now?
Certainly we've not had any other rings of this style and type found before from the island. They have been found elsewhere in the British Isles, but not from here. So from that point of view, it's a really nice find, really significant to have. This particular period in history that it comes from, AD 1400 to 1500, is a period that's it's not particularly well documented. It's kind of after the Viking period and after the time when the Isle of Man went from Scotland to English rule lots and lots of times, so it's actually quite a settled period of Manx history, and we don't have a massive amount of material culture. We don't get things buried because somebody's worried somebody else is going to come in and nick them or anything like that. So actually to have something that's such a personal object from this period is really nice.
So let's talk a little bit about this treasure trove process, because it's quite intriguing really, because you've been waiting now since what, before summer to get to this court ruling today. The ring was declared as treasure. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Well, I think to me personally, I mean, I was kind of relieved. It's nice to know, because it is going to be great to have this in the Manx Museum so the public can actually see the ring. But yeah, I mean, on a daily basis leading up to the treasure trove, I was constantly thinking about it and thinking about the ring, what's going to happen. But yeah, I'm very pleased with the work that Alison's done in the Manx Museum and keeping me informed and up to date, and everyone involved in the whole process, including the courts.
So what next for the ring? Obviously, it's been put immediately on display in the Manx Museum, but still a bit of an untold story for it as well, so still much to examine and find out.
Yeah, we're hoping to do a little bit more research on the ring, try perhaps find out where it was made. We don't think it was made over here. We think it's most likely to be made in England, possibly elsewhere, but we'll do a little bit more research. In the meantime, for the next few weeks at least, people can come into the Manx Museum and see it on display.